We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Under pressure, avoids the rush, and he's going to fight out of it. Still fights out of it. Now throws it deep downfield. Wide open Tyree, who makes the catch at the 23-yard line. What a play by Manning.
Giants Radio, will Eli and should Eli get into the Hall of Fame? The announcement came out yesterday that he is doing the press conference tomorrow. It will be the retirement press conference to end a 16-year career with a regular season record of 500, but he's got the two rings. He won the MVPs in those two games, and those two games came against the Patriots. Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station, 877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 877-881-1053. My quick answers are, yes, he will get in. No, he should not get in. At no point in time was Eli Manning thought to be a great or one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Whether you want to go with QB rating, whether you want to go with the analytics numbers, if you want to go with some of the counting numbers, I have evidence in all different areas. Let's not be lazy about it, like a lot of these New York writers. Oh, two rings. Case closed. See you later. Well, how did you win the rings? Did you go and look at Ben Roethlisberger's first Super Bowl? Did you look at Russell Wilson? Did you look at Russell Wilson and what he actually did in the game? Did you look at the rest of his team with the defensive support? Did you look at the luck factor with a BS of David Tyree, the luckiest play in the history of sports? Come on. The fact that the Giants went on these lucky runs, they had to go on the road because Eli was never truly great to have the home game. Eli Manning, props to Trey for reminding us of this, Tolo Trey. Outside of the two Super Bowl years, he did what in the playoffs, RJ?
Owned four.
He never won a playoff game.
He only made the playoffs in six of his seasons.
Out of 16?
Yeah.
Six out of 16. You're telling me a Hall of Fame quarterback that can carry teams. Six out of 16 and not one playoff win outside of the team getting hot? What?
What would you rather, though? Would you rather a guy go to the playoffs 12 times, win eight first-round matchups, and then lose, you know, the rest of them? Or would you rather a guy go six times, run the table twice?
I'd rather Eli's.
Yeah.
I would rather that. But it speaks to how great of a player he was not.
How flash in the pan those moments were.
Exactly. He went 69-50 as a starter his first 8 years. Then the last 8 years, 48-67. He was never on an all-pro team. He was never seriously considered for the MVP. He never led the league in passing yards or touchdowns. He did lead the league in picks three times. And again, he didn't offset underwhelming passing efficiency with great running numbers. His career completion percentage is 60%, 7 yards per attempt, 568 career rushing yards. Now, there are multiple quarterbacks in the Hall who never led the league in passing yards in any of their seasons. Troy never led. Bradshaw, Len Dawson, Bob Greasy, Roger, but I never watched them and said, hey, man, this is a freaking Hall of Famer right here. This is a great, great player. He had great moments, and that's why he's going to get in because it happened in New York and it happened against the Patriots.
Yeah, he did. Now, like, you know, the question, you know, which, and Roy asked, which would you rather? I'd rather have Eli's career than Tony's.
Okay, let's start with this. It started with Marino. Would you rather have Marino? Would you rather be Dan Marino or Eli Manning?
Oh, Dan Marino.
Would you rather have Marino's career or Eli's career? 877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fantex.
I've said this before. I've been pretty consistent with this. I'd rather make the playoffs 10 straight years and never win a title than make it once in those 10 years and win the championship. I'm the better player. I took my team to the playoffs 10 straight years. You took them once. Now, you had a run, but that doesn't tell me how good of a player you are. Tells me how good of a player you are that you make the playoffs every single year. So I'd rather that guy.
I would rather have Marino's career just because, like, he's Dan the Man. Like, he is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, passer of all time. And Eli is going to be a god in New York. Dan is a god in Miami. But I wonder, no one would ever say Eli Manning was better than Dan Marino.
No, Eli Manning is closer to Blake Bortles than he is to a Hall of Famer. And that's just, that's just factual numbers right there, okay? Eli Manning, and this is the test I'll use. If you don't have, if you took rings out of the equation, okay? Just, I know boomers. Try to follow this for a minute.
Like Ian O'Connor right here. More TDs than Montana and Elway. More passing yards than Montana and Elway.
Who cares?
Well, those are volume.
222 consecutive starts. One of five men to win Super Bowl MVP, to win multiple Super Bowl MVPs. Beat greatest QB and coach ever in two Super Bowls. Case closed.
Listen, the volume stuff is, to me, for a Hall of Fame credential, the volume stuff does play into it. Because longevity is part of a Hall of Fame career.
And the era in which you played also matters. Don't talk to me about Peyton, Eli Manning with more passing yards than John Elway. It's a different era. Ian O'Connor he works at ESPN?
I think so.
Yeah, he should lose his credential for that. Put Eli Manning and John Elway in the same sentence? That's disgusting.
So I went and did some stuff. Like, you know, Eli Manning's adjusted net yards per attempt, which I think is the best stat for a quarterback, is 5.92. Blake Bortles is 5.37. For comparison, Romo's is 7.03. So Blake Bortles is not no one's going to put him anywhere near the Pro Bowl, let alone the Hall of Fame. And his is almost the same as Eli Manning.
By the way, no one really put Eli Manning near the Pro Bowl. He only was named to the Pro Bowl four times.
Eli's career pass rating is an 84. Blake's is an 80.
Oh.
All right. Now, passer rating is not the best one. I like QBR better. His quarterback rate, his QBR, Eli's, consistently during, and I'm using the prime years of both Eli and Tony, as 07 to 2012.
Okay.
Okay. QBR wise, Eli blows him out of the water.
Really?
13 for Eli, 23rd for Tony. 7th for Eli, 12th for Tony. 7th for Eli, 17th for Tony. 16th for Eli, 4th for Tony. That was 2011. 10th for Eli, 13th for Tony. Consistently, he was better, QBR-wise, in the prime. And in those prime years, 08 to 2012, or 07 to 2012, Eli won 8 of 11, head up, against Tony Romo. He was very good. If Eli Manning ended his career after the second Super Bowl, no one's having this argument.
I wonder if
there was a discussion after that. I'm sorry, Roy.
You're good.
There was a discussion about him versus Peyton for a second. For a hot minute, the national media asked, who's the better quarterback?
Oh, yeah. They wanted to latch on because he had two rings at the time, and Peyton was 1-1.
And that's part of my hatred towards the Giants. Like, that's stupidity.
It's
like, there's
ridiculous.
No other word. I'm not trying to be harsh. That's just, it was stupidity in the moment. That's when I said to myself, you know what? We can make it. I can make it in this field.
Yeah, we're
not
that dumb.
Morons to say something that dumb because you're going to be a slave to the Super Bowl win and the way it happened instead of like further examining it. We can have a successful show.
Yeah. Now people are coming in on the office. It's fantastic. If you were born without blank, you'd be your aunt. If I'd give up Romo and Dak for Eli and his two Super Bowls, screw the numbers. We want rings. Okay. How do you get rings? You get rings by having quarterbacks with numbers. That's the easiest way to get rings. You know what's hard to do to get rings? Have a quarterback who can't play the position and find a way to get a ring. That's really hard to do.
The hard part about
take my chances with a guy like Romo, a guy like Marino, to be able to get a ring over a guy like Eli because I don't need as much help around me if I have a guy like Marino to get a ring. Just because he didn't do it doesn't mean that he wasn't better.
No one can ever name me one running back that no one can name me a running back that Dan Marino or John Elway played with other than Terrell Davis.
Right. And
nobody.
For the people who are saying,
nobody can name me receivers that John Elway had before Rod Smith and McCaffrey and Shannon Sharp. No one. And that was at the very end.
Well, you had the three amigos, right? So you had?
Yeah, you know the nickname. That's it. You can't name the players.
Was it, it wasn't Duper Clay. That was with Miami. It was Vance.
Joseph.
Yep.
Ricky Sanders might have been on the Redskins. The point is, we're not able to do it.
Right. And for all you Cowboy fans, I'm talking to you, Fish, who talk about Dan, who crap on Dan Marino because, well, he didn't want to run the football. Jimmy tried to convince him.
Troy Aikman could have been Dan Marino. Yeah. That's what Fish always tells
us. If I'm Dan Marino, why am I voluntarily giving the ball to an inferior person? Why? Why would I do that? He's the better Dan Marino is one of the greatest of all time. Why would I voluntarily hand it to some spare running back?
877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fantex. You know what stat I want for Eli? I want hang time. Normally hang time is for punters, and normally hang time is for dunkers like MJ. I want to know the amount of hang time that Eli's heaves. Eli's greatest pass was the Manningham pass. Right? The Mario Manningham Super Bowl
was
pass.
Was the best, yeah, precision pass. The Tyree pass wasn't, that was all luck.
Yeah.
He threw it up.
Credit to that is that the whistle didn't get blown when he was in the grasp.
Yes.
And he escaped. That was the highlight part of that play, yeah. But that was that's the luckiest play I've ever seen in the NFL.
The Manningham and Burris passes were dimes. The Burris touchdown.
Yeah, Burris was wide open.
Yeah, wide open.
And he made the play. But again, when you go back and look at that game, like, they scored 21 points. Eli Manning in the championship season 2007, twice, he threw for over 300 yards. Regular season and the postseason, they got on the great run. They had the great moments. But in 2007, he threw over 300 yards two times. That's it. One against the Cowboys in the opener. He went on a better run in 2011 when they got their second title, but he threw for 296 and one touchdown against New England. That was the Giants' defense. But people are lazy, and they won't look at how it actually got done. It'll be two rings, New York, 16 years, never missed a game, and also they beat the Patriots. And it'll be case closed. He will get in. As for the Romo question, let's do that. All right, let's do that for a few minutes on the other side. Would you rather have... I'm taking Marino's career over Eli. You're taking Marino's. Roy, you're taking Eli's career, right? Mm-hmm. You're taking Eli's career over Dan's. Or is it going to be a clean sweep that all of us would take Eli's career over Tony's? Because I don't think Tony's sniffing the Hall of Fame. Let's finish up that. And did Will McClay insult this Cowboy and basically kick him out of town yesterday? We have the audio. Judge for yourself. Next. Good morning, Metroplex. Be careful driving out there. Thank you for starting off your Thursday with us. We want to hook you up with Matchbox 20 tickets and another chance to win $1,000 sometime this hour on DFW Sports Station, where we love the NFL more than anybody in town. And that's why we're carrying over the Eli Manning Hall of Fame discussion real quick. Eli is going to hold the retirement press conference tomorrow. And none of us think he should be a Hall of Famer. He is going to get into the Hall of Fame. And we were just throwing around different topics. Like, would you rather have Dan Marino's career or Eli Manning's career? Choppy and I said we'd rather take Dan Marino's career. Roy said Eli. And then we took it to Romo. This one for me is not even tough. Like, I'm taking Eli Manning's career over Tony Romo, even though I believe... Well, what do the numbers say about whether Romo was a better player? Tony Romo is never going to sniff the Hall of Fame. Someone on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text with a genius question, by the way. 877-881-1053. Who are you taking in the booth? Troy, if you had Romo for Monday Night Football, or you could get both Mannings, who would you hire? You get both Mannings.
Can I get Cooper, too?
No.
Dang it.
No one cares. Actually, Cooper might be the best personality of all of them, maybe. Both Mannings or Romo next year, Monday Night Football?
I think you might know.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Are both Mannings just those two alone? There's no play-by-play guy?
No, there's a play-by-play guy and two Mannings.
Mm.
They can't do play-by-play.
No.
Yeah, it'd be both Mannings and Booger in the booth. That'd be great.
Two Mannings, one cup.
Yeah. If I had to pick one, I'd probably pick the Mannings because it's almost unbearable to watch Monday Night Football lately.
Yeah, but Tony Romo.
Yeah, you have Tony Romo.
You can pick Romo or both Mannings.
Yeah, yeah, but I
it's
I,
Tess and Tone
or Tess and Tone or Tess and both Tone. Mannings with Nance at CBS.
Oh no. Oh no.
You go with Nance.
Yeah,
I'm going Nance.
Yeah. Nance is Like, I'd be scared to leave
Jim. Being disrespected in all this.
Yeah, I'd be scared to leave Jim if I was telling
I'm
you.
Being told way, we're getting all sidetracked here. I've been told way too many times now by people who would have a good feeling that this will be about money for Tony. And I'm like, what about Nance? What about the partner? And they're like, nope, money, no, money number one. Make no mistake about it. Money and golf, that's what he cares about. And I'm like, okay, you're going to see. You're going to see.
You don't leave Jim.
You can go downhill a little bit if you leave Jim.
I'll take the Manning brothers just based on chemistry alone. Like, it doesn't matter what chemistry Tony Romo might have with Jim Nance or whoever. None of that chemistry could match what two brothers who have been razzing each other their entire lives would bring.
Eli have any personality?
Oh, yes. My God, yeah.
Yes. Okay, and I take offense to this, all right? Say whatever you want about Eli Manning, the player. All right, I'm here for it all. I'm here for all that slander. But anybody that says that Eli Manning is not funny or not capable of doing, like, great television work, go look at his football on your phone commercials. Go look at his DirecTV commercials. Go look at his SNL appearance. Go look at the stuff that he's done with his own brother. Go look at the spoof music videos that the two of them have made. He's done.
He's doofy.
And has
he's
on,
doofy funny.
He has on his resume, though, right now, way more from an entertainment standpoint than Tony Romo ever had.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. But we know Romo's a beast.
He is. It's a known versus the unknown.
All right, so Eli versus Romo's career.
So, again, you know, Romo had, post-2012, a better run, because, you know, he did have the 2014 season that was amazing. And that really set him apart. Like, Eli never had a year close to that.
No.
Never had a year close to that.
Yeah, I feel like it really clicked for Tony towards the end.
Eli's...
It's like Dirk. Dirk surpassed Kevin Garnett in my mind because of the end, and Romo's end versus Eli's end was better.
Right. Football Outsiders DVOA stat, which is a per play. Your value per play against the replacement quarterback. 07 to 2012, prime years. Eli ranks 34th, 9th, 10th, 20th, 11th, 13th. Tony, 6-11, 7-11, 4-10.
Woo!
Not even close. Tony blows him away. Same time in QBR. There was no QBR in 2007. Did not come out till 08. Eli, 13, 7, 7, 16, 10. Romo, 23, 12, 17, 4, 13. So Eli's got him there. Other ones like adjusted net yards per attempt, Tony beats him. Tony was the better quarterback. Like he you know, at least the better passer. And maybe it was offensive, you know, they threw more. But I would rather have Eli's career than Tony's.
Me too.
You know,
the reason is
because Tony's not like Tony's
Romo's not hot. Romo's not superior enough like Marino. He's not superior enough for me to offset the rings. Like, they're one of my favorite questions to start at a sports bar is rank them in their era. Ben, Rivers, Matt Ryan, Eli Romo. I always throw it out. Like, it can get into a 2-hour long discussion. Romo, Eli, Ben, Rivers, Matt Ryan. How do you rank them? And to me, they're all in a similar class to where I can't offset the rings with the Eli versus Tony take.
I can't offset the rings with the Eli Tony take. Like, Matt Ryan's clearly the best of the bunch. It's not even. I know we're all getting the Ben Eli Ben Ryan thing.
That's what I was.
It's not even close.
Who watches more football?
We're way past that. And who was that one? Rivers. And Rivers is the second best quarterback of the group.
So what's your order?
Like, is Romo at the second to bottom?
No, Romo's third.
What's your order? Ryan?
Ryan.
Rivers.
Rivers.
Ben?
No, man, I think Romo's better than Ben.
That's what I was going to say. You had him at three. You have him
Ben and Eli.
Ben and then Eli last.
Yeah.
How would you rank him?
Ben got his rip. Ben was bad in his Super Bowls. He had one throw. Bad.
But he's had awesome regular season.
He has, you know, later. Ben had the longevity. Ben had the longevity that Romo didn't have, too.
How many years did Romo play? Do you have that?
06 to 14 was his years that he played. So, I mean, he really only played eight, nine seasons.
I think I'm dropping Romo down one from where he has him, and I'm flipping Ben and Phillip. So I have Ryan, Ben, Phillip, Tony, Eli.
So you think Ryan's definitely the best of the bunch, too?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, from a consistency standpoint. Although, I mean, Ben can make the case for it. I would not put Rivers above either of those two, though, just because for a guy that has put up so many stats, like, has he even played in an AFC championship game?
Yes.
They lost to New England. Indy?
He had the busted up.
He was hurt.
Achilles. Yeah, I'm sorry. He had a torn ACL that he played on.
Okay.
But he didn't even win the previous game. Billy Volek beat Manning in Indianapolis.
Wow. I would go.
That's where Phillip tore his ACL in that game.
877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. I started this debate in New York when I went for my Madison Square Garden trip, and they almost tossed me out of the house. Yeah. They could not believe. Like, they thought I was trolling to have Eli fifth. Like, we're all agreeing that Eli's fifth behind those four.
That's not a troll.
Right?
No, that's not a troll. You have.
That makes it, but you know.
But not all five, not all four in front of them are going to the Hall. That's what's kind of wild about it.
Ben's going, and Rivers is going, and Ryan's probably going. Romo's not going. You agree with that?
I don't know if Rivers goes. I think Ryan and Ben do. Rivers might, but Rivers would, I think, have the third best chance or the next best. If you want to say Rivers has the best chance, that's fine.
But if you threw out those five quarterbacks, like, people would think we're just being Cowboy lovers, homers, and Eli haters. I really don't know how you, with a straight face, could say that Eli is a better quarterback than Phillip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger. I guess you can have the Romo thing nationally outside of DFW. Romo's a choker, Eli was clutch. That ends it right there. And then,
until you see that Romo had better playoff, well, as good a playoff numbers.
877-881-1053 on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. We have something here about Dak.
Oh, yes. An Autoflex Leasing fan texter asked earlier from the 214, if Dak Prescott had Eli Manning's career, would you take it? And then you two responded and said something that I was shocked by, which is that you both think Eli Manning is better than Dak Prescott.
Like, his career? If Dak Prescott has Eli Manning's career, we should all be very happy. Is that a hot take?
I don't think that's a hot take.
No, not that.
Is that crazy?
I agree. I think we all are in agreement.
Eli Manning's prime. It's not a hot take to say Eli Manning's prime will be better than Dak Prescott's prime.
Okay, that I think is a hot take.
Is it?
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, 877-881-1053.
Eli's prime years, I'll just go with the counting numbers.
Yeah, let's look at a
TD to interception, 24-17, 27-14. 31-25, 29-16, 26-15, 30-14, 35-14. I mean, I'm taking that. Am I nuts?
No, that's not nuts at all. Like, that's fine.
Dak Prescott.
If he turns into that,
yeah.
How can you argue with that? If he turns into a borderline Hall of Famer,
yeah.
How can you argue with that?
Right.
But you both believe that Eli in his prime was better than Dak. Has been or will
Dak be? Dak Prescott, we don't even know if we want to pay him $35 million in today's market. Dak Prescott is right now, he's a good quarterback. I guess you could say his flash of greatness was his rookie season when I thought he was an elite bus driver. But, like, no one is, Eli, I'm trying to, we never said he was elite. But, like, you could have more of an argument about Eli as a top 10 quarterback at one point in his career than Dak, right?
Well, Dak's, I mean, top 10 now.
I'm looking at Eli's numbers, though. I'm trying to find when the prime, quote unquote, would be.
07 to 2012.
Okay, well, then 07, he 23 touchdowns to 20 interceptions in 2007. In 2008, 21-10 in 2009, but that's 27-14. Okay, then touchdown percentage. Eli for his career, 4.5%. Dak, 4.7%. Interception percentage. Eli, 3% of his throws resulted in interceptions. For Dak, half of that, 1.7%. Yards per attempt, RJ, for Eli, his career, 7.0. For Dak Prescott for 4 years, 7.6. Yards per game, better than Eli Manning. And that's not even including all the rushing numbers that Dak Prescott puts up that Eli Manning never sniffed.
Let me ask you a question. And the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, for those who may agree
And there
with
are
you.
Plenty weighing in, we'll get to that.
What do you think Dak's ceiling is?
Russ.
Yeah.
That you think that's a legitimate?
Absolutely. Because Russ was stealing? Dak's better than Russ was year four.
I think Russ light. I don't think Dak can throw the ball like Russ can.
No. I agree.
I think Russ light. But
and he can't run it as well either. So I like that to me is
strong,
a
he's a stronger runner. He's not a faster runner.
He's not a better runner.
Yeah. Like he could lower his shoulder and plow a guy.
Yeah,
over.
But Russell Wilson has better instincts. Mm-hmm. Yep. He's going to gain more yards. Like to me, that is a very
slides better.
That's a very hopeful ceiling.
So well, you'll agree, Dak at year four is better than Russ was. Or the same.
Yes. Yes.
And Dak
yes.
in year four is better than Eli was.
Okay, so you think, what's the fan text say? Is it nuts that we said if Dak has Eli's career, we should all be happy?
Okay, from the 214, y'all, so, no, I don't think people are arguing with that. People are saying we'll take the two Super Bowls, but.
Do you think, let me ask you this real quick. Do you think that Dak Prescott right now is better than Eli Manning ever was at any point in his career? That's what I feel like you're saying. And I would disagree with
but
that.
But I think what he is right now is only worse than like two or three of Eli's years for his 16 seasons. So in Dak's fourth year, he's already like right underneath what Eli's best seasons were. And Dak's doing that at 26, as opposed to Eli, who didn't see his prime. If it's 2007, that was when Eli turned 26. His year 2007 was the year he turned 26. That was his fourth season. He threw 23 touchdowns and had 20 interceptions. He followed that up the following year with 3,200 yards, 21 touchdowns, and 10 picks. Those numbers are not remarkable at all. And I think from some of the fan texters from the 214, Dak's ceiling is way higher than Eli Manning's ever was. From the 817.
His ceiling? No, I agree with that.
Right?
I agree the ceiling's better, but
basically, what Roy's saying, I want to see if you agree or disagree, that it won't be very difficult for Dak to pass.
Yes, that
Eli
is what I'm
at
saying.
Their heights. At their
yeah,
at
I don't think it'll be difficult to pass it. I'd be happy though if he ended his career and he was as good as Eli Manning, where you're having a discussion about whether or not he's in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
You know, now obviously the Super Bowls skew everything, but you're still in the discussion. Like Eli's still
Roy is saying Dak's peak will definitely be higher, like as a player, than Eli's peak. That's
yeah,
what he's saying.
I think Dak's peak will be higher than Eli's peak. Absolutely. But again, like,
I mean, I think right now Dak's peak, like right now, arguably his 4-year stretch that he just put together is better than any 4-year stretch that Eli ever put together in his career. Arguably. And you can look at the numbers to support that because the yardage totals, Dak Prescott just came off of a season where he threw for 4,900 yards. What's the highest total that Eli Manning ever threw for in a season? 4,900 yards. He did it one time. Beyond that, he never threw for more than 4,400.
Yeah, I mean, Dak's, in terms of like, you know, QBR and stuff, Dak is going to be better than Eli. But then again, what that does... You weigh the running an awful lot.
And Dak, in my opinion, better supporting cast. Dak has never played without an elite offensive line and elite running back, elite weapons, ever.
Well, he did for 6 games when he stunk.
Yeah, when he set the all-time worst. I'm not like that. The all-time worst franchise numbers over a 6-game stretch like that.
Hater.
Hater. All right, good stuff. Sorry that went a little bit long, but... We're over-obsessed with the NFL. Boom. There you go. Eli Manning going to retire tomorrow and probably getting into the Hall of Fame.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.